Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. House and Senate negotiators have unveiled the final conference agreement on the Water Resources Reform Development Act, which will make critical reforms to funding for port dredging and how the Army Corps of Engineers proposes and funds projects. The House and Senate must vote to approve the bill before it's sent to the White House for the president's signature. Archer Daniels Midland Company is building a sweetener and soluble fiber manufacturing complex in North China on the Yellow Sea. The complex is ADM's first wholly owned food ingredient production facility in China. Construction of the sweetener facility is expected to be fully operational in early 2015, with the soluble fiber facility operational in the second half of 2015. The International Sugar Organization says that global production of the sweetener is set to fall short of consumption in 2015, snapping four consecutive years of oversupply, largely due to falling output in top exporter Brazil. The supply concerns are driving sugar prices. Raw sugar futures rose 4.1% last week, and that's the biggest weekly percentage gain in almost 2 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 16,485, is down 6 points. The NASDAQ is trading, if I can get the mouse to work correctly for you. Oh, the computer is fussing with me a little bit. Let's go ahead and, while I get that computer straightened out, to hear from World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner on the latest in agricultural weather.
Weather conditions in the Midwest are expected to be almost ideal as we go forward through this week. The majority of the region is not expecting to see a tremendous amount of precipitation, but there will be some showers and thunderstorms around. More importantly, though, their temperatures are going to be much warmer this week. We'll look for afternoon highs in the 70s and 80s quite often. Those temperatures will be warm enough to stimulate some much better crop emergence and establishment conditions after the unusually cold weather of the past week or so. So, and we will not only see faster crop development rates, but we'll also see better planting conditions, quicker seed germination conditions in the northern parts of the region, and we'll likely continue to have an opportunity for aggressive field work in general because we don't expect precipitation to be real abundant across the region. There will be rain in the north here today and early tomorrow. There will be some scattered showers in other parts of the region periodically over the coming week, but we do not expect the resulting rainfall to be so great that it sets back field work for any great length of time. The temperatures in the 70s and 80s will see to it that whatever rain falls over the coming week will be evaporated away fairly quickly, and that's the reason why we feel the corn and soybean planting progress this coming week will likely advance quite well. We will look for some improvement in hard red winter wheat country, and we've been talking about this for a week or so. We're still expecting to see a trough of low pressure slowly working across the southern plains from the latter part of this week into the early part of next week. It's still a storm system that's still several days away, but we're continuing to monitor it, and the odds are very good that we're going to see some relief to the West Texas drought, as well as the drought that has prevailed across areas to the northeast into parts of Kansas. Now, winter wheat in the southern plains has advanced too far, may not be able to benefit much from the precipitation this week, but we will look for some improvement in quality. In the state of Kansas, we'll probably see some improvement in production as well, though, because the crops there are just now reproducing, and this rain will be extremely well-timed. We will expect to see the Delta in the southeastern U.S. Continuing to see a relatively drier biased pattern this week. That is likely to translate into an excellent opportunity for soybeans, cotton, and peanuts to be put into the ground from the lower Mississippi River Basin into Georgia and parts of the Carolinas and northern Florida. We will be looking for some better rainfall in the not-so-distant future across some of these areas because temperatures will be in the 80s and 90s for a part of this week. Same same is true for the central and southern U.S. plains. The northern U.S. plains, which have been struggling with too much moisture and cool weather in recent weeks, will also see warmer conditions this week, with highs getting into the 70s and 80s. Most of the Midwest will see 70s and 80s for highs. We'll likely have lows that will run mostly 50s and lower 60s over a big part of the coming week to maybe 10 days. We will expect the Midwest to see a somewhat of an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity as we go into the latter part of this coming weekend and into next week. Big heavy soakings of rain are not currently advertised, but any moisture that occurs after this week's warmer and drier biased environment will be interpreted as being extremely welcome and beneficial for the majority of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 16,485, is down 6 points. The NASDAQ, 4101, is up almost 11. The S&P 500, 1879, is up about 2 points. Let's see how futures are trading at the Chicago Board of Trade for this Monday. Hard red winter wheat, the July variety, 764.5, down 3.25. Soft July wheat, 671.5, down 2.75. July corn, 480, down 3.5. September, 477.75, down 3.5. December, 478.25, down 2.75. Go out to July 15, 497.75, down 2.25. July soybeans, 1458.25, down 6.75. September, 1278, up 4. November, 1226, up 4.5. July soybean meal, 478.10, down 2.10. July soybean oil, trading 40.62, down 13 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave.
We have crop progress due out this afternoon. By all accounts, most folk are in the camp that we're going to be more than 70% done in the corn crop.
Well, some of the western areas and maybe some of the northern areas made some progress, but certainly back here in the east with that week of wet weather, a lot of producers we're talking to back this way would think best case might be middle of the week to the end of the week, barring we get no rain. So that might be an optimistic view, but even if we hit that, the following week is June, Dave, and that would leave, the last 20-some percent of that crop or 15 to get done going into the month of June, which relates back to that record yield USDA is projecting.
So does USDA begin to make revisions as soon as its June crop progress report, or do we have to wait a while?
I think we're going to have to wait a while. I think the other important factor would be, how many acres of corn do we really have, and that report doesn't occur to June. But maybe, again, this market has had a pretty significant break with some fund money leaving, and whether or not it's justified, I guess that's yet to be determined here.
Well, the interesting thing about Informa's numbers last week with the corn was while they lowered their number from by 110 from 110,000 from USDA's 97.1 million, they were Informa much bigger than USDA's already. So if you look at it from that way, they're about 600,000 acres less.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, when you put this together, we'll go back to last year, what the USDA really was off base on what the carryout ended up to be. So looking ahead, again, at this point in time, we think the market's taken enough premium out as we go forward. There's a lot of weather yet to go, a lot of things that we need to determine, but always one factor is getting it in the ground. That's one of the elements that takes that out of the marketplace, and then we go on to the yield factor.
So are you looking for something a little choppy? Does December 478 area, which is about a 50% Fibonacci retracement, hold for a while?
Yeah, and you're also in that 100-day moving average zone. So in our mind, the liquidation phase should be about done here. We're trying to, catch here and hold I think the market will later today look at that number and see what we did get planted, and then again, looking forward, see what kind of rainfall amounts occur in the middle of the week, and as we go forward, temperatures coming up certainly will help, but we need a good stretch of weather to complete this planting across the country and warmer temperatures.
What if we end up being a little cooler and a little wetter through the summer? How might that impact yield? You know quite a bit about that as a farmer.
Well, I think, you know, obviously on the corn side of the equation, we corn likes cool weather with moisture, and we go back several years ago, we had a high yield, but it was a wet crop that was difficult to get harvested. So yield-wise, I think you can look at corn as a crop that really likes that kind of weather once you get it in the ground. Soybeans, on the other hand, that might not be the best formula for a good bean crop.
Thank you much, Chuck.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. We thank him for filling in on a Monday. July corn trading 481 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. December 479 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. July soybeans 1457 and 3/4, down 7 1/4. November 1225 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.